This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
Hey guys, we are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTORDALI, 1-877-DOCTORDALI. So I think in a matter of hours, I'm sorry, my nose is running. I got some real, real bad allergies. In a matter of hours, we heard that Apple might be listening to our confidential conversations or sex or whatever. And then we heard that Amazon may be doing it as well. And again, this isn't news to you or I because we've been hearing this stuff now for a while, but we're having whistleblowers from these companies go, yeah, we're listening. We're listening. I've noticed some very, very abnormal behavior on my computers. I've talked about that. We were talking about Disneyland. I was telling everybody about my last Disneyland trip. And then when I go on the computer, all of a sudden there's all these Disneyland ads. One of my friends was talking about an upper lip wax. And she speaks softly, you know, but I'm like, oh, yeah, you know, man, I haven't had one in a while and I need to. And then all of a sudden, she goes on her phone and there's upper lip wax ads. Okay, so there's obviously something going on there. So we know there's something going on. What we hope is that nobody's looking or nobody's listening. I mean, you know, we have satellites and satellites can zoom in. And they can look at your apartment, they can look at your house, they, you know, see you going in and out of restaurants. So we already have satellites out there. I mean, I was actually, it's interesting, we have no privacy at all. I was in an electronics store this last weekend, and we needed a new laptop. So my husband's going to look at laptops, and my kids are running around looking at the games. And so I'm, you know, starting to look at some, you know, computers and things like that, and I have a pop-out, like, accidentally. And, well, we women, right, us women have experienced like a pop-out. It's basically where your boob gets some neurological and motor sort of activity all of a sudden. It decides to pop out of the bra. It was in the shirt, luckily, but for some reason it just decides to pop out. And I don't know, maybe it had too much caffeine, but it decided to, you know, I don't know, grow legs. So I look to see if there's anybody around so I could fix. You know, and the average time it takes for me to fix a pop-out is, you know, kind of a good few minutes because, you know, I need to, like, drop the shopping cart, I need to drop it to my hands, I need to put the phone down, and I need two hands to kind of rework it. And the air conditioning is on, and so you're like, okay, people are going to tell if I'm misaligned. And then I needed to find a mirror. And the bathroom was, like, all the way on the other side. So I used, the laptops were open, so I used the reflection. You know, there's a little reflection with computers. So I used that to be able to kind of see, okay, I look aligned. These pop-outs are really debilitating. Somebody has to do something with them. Just make a bra that has maybe netting. I don't know what needs to be done, but that's a huge problem. And so I'm thinking, I did this all in privacy. I was like, hey, nobody saw that. Until I look, there's a security camera there, security camera there, security camera there. And I'm like, gosh, you know, meanwhile, I had already fixed my, like, underwear a couple times because those had ridden up. And, you know, it's like, okay, there's no privacy because that means somebody in security is watching you fix your pop-ups. So we know there's no privacy. I mean, we know that. But what we're doing wrong is we're having all these Apple Watches, these iPhones or Samsung or whatever, your Google Home, your Alexa, and they're all around us. And it's because we all saw Back to the Future years ago, and we thought it was really, really cool that in Back to the Future 2, Marty McFly's son could scream fruit and fruit came down. And we were all like, oh, my gosh, I want to be able to do what Marty McFly's son could do, where you could just say, turn on the lights, do this, play this music, do this, and have, like, a robot in the house. So we like that. The problem is they're voice activated. And so how Apple and Amazon has discussed their software is there's certain trigger words. There's wake words. Like, for my Apple phone, it's like, hey, Siri, which I probably should have not said because now it wakes up. But we're being told that for some of these, a zipper could trigger it to wake up or something that sounds like, hey, Siri. Remember, I wrote an article about this where two people were talking about flooring and the phone called somebody at that person's work and they were able to listen to the whole conversation. Now, you know, people talk, you know, stuff about work all the time. You really don't want coworkers to hear that. And luckily, the guy only heard them talk about flooring, but they were like, what the hell kind of a trigger did that? So the problem with technology is it's not always perfect. And then when you add on top of that, the workers are supposed to be surveilling, right, and helping augment the AI of this equipment where they're admitting that, yeah, they've stopped and listened. I think one source said they listen to 1,000 recordings a day, each employee. And if your Google Home or Amazon is in your bedroom, I bought my husband a Google Home, and he's like, oh, my gosh, this is great because I can listen to rain sounds to go to sleep. We can listen to music, and I could wake up with the alarm. So it's right there, you know, and so, I mean, yeah, get it out of the backseat of your car if you have one, honestly. So, There's no privacy. And honestly, I would really feel sorry for anybody having to listen to that. I mean, you know, first it would only be like about 15 seconds, but still, that'd probably be the most horrible 15 seconds they would have to hear. So, you know, first of all, thank you, whistleblowers, for being open about this. I mean, they don't want to lose their jobs, but they, you know, they say, yeah, when we work there, we listen. And, you know, I mean, you can't, humans love, we talked about this, humans love watching people have sex, listen to people have sex, they think it's funny. But everything's listening to us. So where do we go here with our privacy? I mean, we hear these data breaches, what, there was just a Capital One breach. You hear about these data breaches all the time. Our phones are listening to us. Remember, who was it? Khashoggi, the journalist from Saudi Arabia, they can hear the murder on his phone, which means every time you go potty, this is recording that. So I think we got to go back old school to pencil, paper, and, you know, maybe sign language. All right, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Can somebody help me? I think my air conditioner's dying.
Nurse, I need a compressor and a condenser coil. Stat.
Sounds serious.
Doctor, it's losing pressure, and the blower motor is unresponsive.
Sounds expensive.
That depends. Do you have an American Home Shield home warranty?
No.
Well, then I'm afraid I have some bad news.
Before your next home system and appliance breakdown, be sure you call American Home Shield. We help cover the cost when major components of up to 21 home systems and appliances die. Either we'll come to your home and repair them, or we'll replace them, no matter their age, including your AC, washer, oven, electrical, and plumbing. For a free quote, call 1-800-700-4350. Be sure your budget's protected. Be sure with the Shield, American Home Shield. For a free quote on flexible plans to meet your needs and budget, call 1-800-700-4350. That's 1-800-700-4350.
Limitations and exclusions apply. See plan for details.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. All right, gunfire erupted up earlier this morning inside a Walmart in northwest Mississippi. Two people have been killed, suspect and police officer wounded. And this happened at about 6:30 in the morning inside the Walmart Superstore. And a responding officer was able to wound the shooter and then take him into custody. That's according to a South Haven police dispatcher. Unfortunately, two people were killed in the shooting, according to DeSoto County Sheriff Bill Rasko. Customer Phil Cox, 70 years old, had just left the Walmart when he heard a gunshot near him in the parking lot, turned and saw a man no more than 40 feet from him sprinting into the store. That man was later identified as a gunman. He said, "We were within milliseconds of being very close to him, coming right at him, and maybe being in the line of fire." Now, Cox is a resident of Forest City, Arkansas. He had spent the night at nearby Baptist Memorial Hospital, DeSoto, because he was in a sleep research program. And then he had gone to Walmart to pick up some stuff. He said it happened too fast for him to be afraid. Now that we've had some time to think about it, it's alarming that we were this close. Now, it's a developing story. We don't really have a lot more information on the shooter. South Haven is a city of about 50,000 residents near, like, the Mississippi-Tennessee border. It's a suburb of Memphis. And the names of the two victims who were killed, not released. But, you know, almost every day or every week, there's something like this going on. We just talked about the Garlic Festival in L.A., or in Northern California. And, you know, as a doctor, as a mom, as an American citizen, I am very, very frustrated that, you know, we don't really have an approach to doing this. What we hear these happen, and we go, you know, okay, we're going to send our prayers, and, you know, we pray, you know, that you know, for the victims' families, and we hope it doesn't ever happen again. And it's about all we could do, you know, being across the country. And then, you know, you hear people talk about, all right, well, you know, we need to do, you know, gun laws. We need to do something. Yeah, well, you know, there was like a stabbing just the other day. And in California, they do have strict gun laws, and that didn't seem to prevent that shooting. And, you know, people want to do something. So I get how they want to focus their attention on something political. But I don't think we're actually just approaching this whole idea of that we have wackos out there that want to kill others. You know, everybody wants a motive because they think if there's a motive, we could find a pattern with motives. And if you really notice, we don't really have a pattern with motives. Most of the people that do these mass shootings die in the process, like Adam Lanza or, you know, I think Jared Loftner. I'm not sure if he was arrested or if he was killed. Jared Loftner did the Tucson shooting. Adam Lanza did the Sandy Hook elementary school shooting. But you don't really get, you know, a motive many times. Not a lot of them are leaving a note. So we go to their Facebook posts or their social media, and we publicize, you know, what they said. And a lot of times we're not getting any clues there. And I think we need to work under the assumption that there are people that walk around that act normal to us, because everybody seems to be quirky. I mean, I see people, I mean, even my best friends, who I think are the most psychologically sane, you know, they, like, you know, do stupid things, okay? You know, I feel like I'm very, very psychologically sane, but my friends think I'm crazy because I will take songs and, you know, rewrite them to include the dogs or the cats, you know, or the kids. And they're like, why are you rewriting a perfectly good song? And they probably think that's completely, you know, wacko. But it's something I like to do, okay? My Uza Madonna means no Uzis. I sing songs about Uzi all the time because she's my doggy. So, you know, we all have little quirks. We all have little crazies within us, which is fine. That's what kind of makes us unique, you know? I mean, some of us like to eat our Oreo cookie as a sandwich. Some of us like to actually lick off the cream and then enjoy each side of the cookie. You might think that's crazy, tomato, tomato. So, you know, that doesn't help us when we want to walk into a Walmart, or we want to go to church, or we want to go to Bible study, or we want to send our kids to school, and we don't know when the next person is going to want to run in with a gun. Now, somebody could say, well, metal detectors, let's put metal detectors up in the schools. I think that's a great start. But the problem is somebody can run through a metal detector. You know, I know a lot of hospitals and a lot of doctor's offices now have locks where to let somebody in, you have to hit a button. But, I mean, are you, you know, are you, gosh, what's the word for it? When you pat them down? You know, are you, you know, I forget what the word for it is, but, you know, when you know, are you patting them down before they come back? Are you, I mean, is the front desk really able to assess if somebody has a weapon? Now, I bring that up because doctors have been shot. I've had friends who were doctors who were shot by their patients. So we live in an unsafe world. Now, in terms of statistics, you know, people say, well, gosh, shootings happen all the time. Two people died in Mississippi today. It's horrible, but, you know, compared to, you know, the rest of the world, you know, it's you know, still, you know, part of the norm, part for the course of, you know, regular living. No, it's not. Any shooting that happens where innocent people are just trying to go to a neighborhood store, and boy, do a lot of things, these things happen at Walmarts or big shopping centers. No, any anytime something like this happens, we really need to reboot and reevaluate what we're doing. Now, I've already been talking to a lot of people, and what many of them do is they say, well, I just don't go to Walmart anymore. I just don't go to those places. I don't go to concerts anymore. I stay away from public places. But you can't. You can't be a hermit your whole life. But actually, people are. They could order in. They could do Uber Eats, delivery. They could order their groceries. I mean, I got to be honest, I really haven't been to Walmart in a while because I could just order the stuff online. I just made another order yesterday. I order it online and it gets shipped to me. You know, I mean, it's really easy to become a hermit, to start, you know, I don't know, becoming introverted. And that's not living life either. Yeah, that might be safer right now. You know, a lot of parents are like, screw this, I'm homeschooling my kid. I'm not going to send my kid to school for him to get shot. I get you. As a parent, I get you. Trust me, I thought the same thing. I'm like, why the hell am I sending my kid to school when he doesn't want to go to school and he falls asleep? While I homeschool him, it's safer. But the problem is that's not living. You don't grow. You don't live. You don't become competitive. You don't become successful without being around others. And you can't go through life being away from others. You know, I mean, whether it's going shopping, whether it's going to work. You know, whenever there's a shooting at work, I mean, people are scared to death of going to work. I don't blame them. You know, and if I was the employer, I'm like, all right, well, you know, let's work from home, you know, just until things kind of calm down. But that's not, you know, people have to go to work. Things have to be done. And so, the only thing I could think of that we might need to do is just really vamp up security. I mean, I'm talking where we have guards, right? You know, ex-police officers, ex-military guard these places. There are so many people coming back from the military that are having issues finding jobs. And I think security is going to be the number one rapidly growing job. Have security there. Nobody ever has enough. You can have great security guards. I've worked at a place recently where the security guards are awesome, but there just weren't enough of them. And I'm like, if something goes down here or there, it's going to take them some transit time. And unfortunately, a few people could get shot in the meantime. You know, we do our shelter in place training, and you're like, you know, hoping that, you know, the few security guards that are present is going to be enough isn't ideal. So then the next thing we could do is not only rely on others for our security, but then rely on ourselves. Now, I mean, what do? I mean, you want to be able to go shopping, and you can't be having a bulletproof shield, and you can't be always wearing bulletproof clothes, and, you know, your head is open and things like that. I mean, but, you know, maybe we do need to have more tactical training. There's a shooter, you know, what do, and how do you take them down? Maybe kids need to be learning Krav Maga in school. I don't know. I don't know what the answer is, but I think we're sitting ducks. And I don't like being a sitting duck. I don't like watching these shootings or these stabbings or people taking a car into a crowd and feeling like I couldn't do anything about it. And you can't. I mean, you know, even if you have, you know, even if you have the most, adept, you know, military personnel right next to you, I mean, you know, things can still happen, you know, before they could respond. But, I just think we need to approach these way differently than we are. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A gunman opens fire at a Walmart in northern Mississippi on Tuesday morning, killing two people and injuring a police officer.
These people were doing the same thing that you and I do every day, showing up for work in an attempt to provide for their families, and they became victims of a senseless, violent act.
That's Macon Moore, the police chief in South Haven, Mississippi. Both of the people killed were Walmart employees. The suspect was injured in the shootout with police and is now in custody. On Tuesday, President Trump was in Jamestown, Virginia, at the commemoration of the 400th anniversary of the oldest known representative body in what was then called the New World.
It's a tremendous honor to stand on these historic grounds as the first president to address a joint session of the oldest lawmaking body in all of the Western Hemisphere.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you struggling to make the minimum payments? There are ways to get out of debt, but the credit card companies don't want you to know about it. Debt relief programs through United Debt Counselors can help people like you get out of credit card debt and put you on the path of debt freedom with just one low monthly payment program. Get started right now and call United Debt Counselors at 800-943-2153. Get rid of the stress of struggling to make that monthly payment. High interest rates will be a thing of the past, and chances are you won't have to pay the entire amount you owe. United Debt Counselors has helped thousands of people reduce more than $160 million of debt. You have a right to settle your debt for less than what you owe. You won't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. Get started reducing your debt now. Get free information today by calling United Debt Counselors at 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153. United Debt Counselors. Not available in all states.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Maybe, maybe you'll send back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So this is an interesting study coming out of Iowa. They say overweight people really do enjoy their food more than other adults. They found obese women needed to eat 12.5 pieces of chocolate to fall to the same level of taste perception as non-obese women who ate only 10 pieces of chocolate. Yeah, I don't get this. I'm like, okay, guys, chocolate is chocolate. You don't just stop at one piece. Okay? You can't just stop at one piece. That's just not how it works. You can't, that's not chocolate. I've tried that with, like, chocolate chips. When I try to diet, if I go all no carbs, it doesn't work because eventually I have a carb and then you gain the weight back. So as I diet, I have some carbs, but less carbs. And so I'm like, okay, I'll just have one chocolate chip. Oh, no. You can't. Chocolate chip acts like an opioid. I mean, it boosts your serotonin. And you're like, you know, one, and then you're like, okay, I need more. You know, it's kind of like that, I don't know if you've ever seen that episode on Simpsons. I bring it up where, was it Barney? Barney and Bart Simpson and Homer Simpson apparently were in college together, I think. And Barney, you know, the drunk, the one that, you know, is drunk, right, in the bar. So Barney and Homer Simpson, I guess, were in college together, and Barney was like Mensa. You know, I mean, he was, you know, wearing a shirt and tie and, you know, really academic. And Homer's like, have a beer. And Barney's like, no, I got to study. I got a midterm. I got calculus, whatever. Homer's like, come on, man. Have just one beer. So he decides to have one beer, and then all of a sudden, starts going all googly eyes, tongue hanging out of his mouth, and he becomes drunk. So, yeah, that's kind of fun. Anyway, that's what chocolate does to us. But they say food tastes better to fat people, according to Daily Mail, and that might be fueling the obesity crisis. The research suggests that a key factor in overeating is that some people get much more pleasure from the taste of food. Researchers found that as they munched their way through a bar of chocolate, the enjoyment level of obese people remained higher for longer. Slimmer people began to enjoy the taste less as time went on. Okay, so let me just stop here for a second. Food manufacturers manipulate our food. And I didn't realize this until it was years ago. And we were hanging out with a family from England who was, here for his military, post. And, they had moved to America and was here for, a few years. Loved them dearly. And, they moved back to England. And we would get like a birthday cake or something like that for birthday parties. And he said, your desserts here are too sweet. I can't enjoy the cake. It's too sweet. And I don't know if you've ever been to Europe. Desserts there are good, but they're not as sugary. A lot of people are like, oh, I don't really like the food in Europe. It's not that tasty. Well, because in America, what we do is we really manipulate your taste buds. And so if you ever like eat a cake in Europe, from like a normal bakery, not for the tourists, but for the normal for the residents of the town, it's not as tasty. It's not as sugary. They just don't use as much sugar. They also don't use as much salt. Now, Germany is a little different. Germany uses a lot of butter. And, oh, their food is delicious. My kids even said the food in Germany was the best. Well, yeah. But even if you go to Italy, the food is good, but the food tastes different. Tastes different than America. You know? I mean, like a trick to bread in America is the salt. Our chicken sandwiches, when we get chicken, a trick is adding butter. And then, of course, a lot of our sweets have the extra sugar. And so you unfortunately get addicted. You know, we're going after, big tobacco, right, for manipulating us. And we're not going after big food in that way. You know, do you really have to have all that sugar? The problem is once you have that little bit of sugar, you're addicted. And so if you try one soda and you try another soda and one really tastes sugary and syrupy and, personally, I like I think Pepsi went back to an old school retro Pepsi. Tasted good. I think Coke from Mexico that uses real sugar as opposed to corn syrup tastes better. But corn syrup was able to make things taste a lot better. And I think corn syrup came out because back in the World War II days, we were rationing sugar. And then artificial sweeteners came out also around that time because they were like, look, we need to sweeten food, but we can't use sugar. We're rationing. And artificial sweeteners are like hundreds of times more sugary than sugar. So we start to very easily train our taste buds to wanting more sugary, high caloric things because it's very, very addictive. I remember when I was little, Pringles had come out, or maybe Pringles was out, but I remember my mom would get Pringles. And, she's like, here's a couple potato chips. I had to have a whole thing. That salt was just so addictive. But now, what's this about obese people? And them, having a different affinity towards food. So this study was published in the Journal of the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics, and it tested levels of satisfaction among adults who were normal weight, overweight, and obese. And Professor Linnea Polgreen of the University of Iowa and her team conducted a controlled trial of 290 adults. 161 had normal body mass index, 78 were overweight, 51 obese. Okay, so overweight is over 25, BMI obese is over 30. 80% of these participants were females, and the ages ranged from 18 to 75. The participants were offered and rated one piece of chocolate at a time in a controlled environment and could eat as much as they wanted without feeling uncomfortable. Oh, my gosh. I would be so on top of that. Oh, my God. I would sign up for that study. So they ate between 2 and 51 pieces. I could not stop at 51. The researchers also found that people who were hungrier prior to the study had greater taste perception, while women's taste perceptions declined faster than men's. Well, you have to eat slower. If you gulp your food, we've talked about this with losing weight. Somebody said to chew your food an average of 100 times before you swallow it. And you sit there and count. Now, I mean, I tried that, and I was like, one, two. I mean, I was like, okay, I'm gonna swallow it. And us fast eaters, I'm a fast eater because in medical school, you didn't have time to eat. You never had time to eat. So, you know, to sit down and eat was a rarity. So I knew I would only have 5 minutes, and I learned to eat fast, and I never shook that. Still, I eat my meal very, very fast. And that's not good because then you'll eat more. But if you take time and you eat slowly, which is why maybe, you know, the Italians have it with the wine and the French have it with the wine, because you sip your wine and then you have a little bite of food and then you sip some more wine. But when you eat slower, you eat less. And I think it's easier on your bowels and all that. So eating slower is huge. But they said that people with obesity reported a higher level of satisfaction for each additional piece of chocolate compared to non-obese people. So like, oh, this is good. Well, again, if you like food, this is a no-duh study. If you like food and you appreciate the flavors, you know, you're going to probably want more. Now, not all chefs who appreciate food are overweight. A lot of chefs are skinny. But you have a lot of chefs out there that, you know, can't shake the pounds because they're like, oh, this is really, really good, and they know how to appreciate it. So my suggestion is, and somebody had talked about this before, or maybe it was me that talked about it before, is you need to mentally make chocolate not look good. When you look at chocolate, you need to think of poop. You know, when you do cognitive behavioral therapy, where every time you look at a piece of chocolate, that's poop. That's poop. If you look at bread, think of mold. And then you're like, I don't want it. I don't want it. And then you just start moving towards other foods. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating.
That's drdaliah.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Dr. Dahlia Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, making news, an Ohio medical marijuana company has had to recall THC drops over contamination concerns. It's a voluntary recall. Standard Wellness has voluntarily recalled its, quote, standard drops after some purchasers said that the THC, the tetrahydrocannabinol-infused water-soluble drops, were contaminated. This is being reported by the Cincinnati Inquirer. The company on Sunday told at least 15 medical marijuana dispensaries in the state to stop selling the product after officials were informed that some purchasers were posting pictures of the drops to Facebook claiming they noticed debris in it. In total, the newspaper reports the recall affects roughly 3,200 bottles of the drops, which contain 110 milligrams of THC, a compound in marijuana that causes users to feel high. The drops work when mixed in water or another drink. I'm looking right now as it's disgusting what I'm seeing in there right now. Now, I don't know if it's fungus, so I don't know if it's a pathogen contaminant, but it looks disgusting. The Ohio Department of Commerce was also notified and subsequently put a hold on the sale of the drops. They said patient safety is of utmost importance, and the Medical Marijuana Control Program is taking this matter seriously to ensure no patient is adversely affected. Commerce spokeswoman Kelly Whitaker told the news outlet, no illnesses have been reported at this time. The recall initially only affected drops manufactured before July 3rd, but has since expanded to all standard drops, according to a Monday statement from the Ohio Medical Marijuana Program. Do you remember there was a case where somebody had opened up a Capri Sun, and I think it was a Capri Sun, one of those fruit snack pouches, fruit drinks. And rather than just sticking the straw into it and letting the kid go to town, it felt funny. So the parents poured it out into a glass, and it was like all gross and slobby and chunky and, yeah. Because apparently there was a hole in it, and there was a fungus that grew. You know, a lot of our drinks and stuff are in containers where we just don't see the drink. The problem is we don't know what's in there. You got to smell it. You got to taste it. But maybe pour everything out. I don't know. I don't know what the answer is. You know, I tell people when they go to the pharmacy and get their medication to always examine the pills and count the pills. So many people go, yeah, I didn't get as many pills. And then they go to the pharmacist and the pharmacist is like, no. You know, you're not going to try to snow me. And I don't blame the pharmacist because a lot of people do that. They go, oh, my doctor gave me 30 Lortab and you only gave me 20. And you're like, no, count them. You know, and then the pharmacist is like, no. And, you know, the person's like, no, I paid for 30. Give me 30. Yeah, so do all that when you're there. Like Lethal Weapon 2, you get, you know, screwed at the drive-thru or whatever. Or, yeah. You know, it's one of those things where mistakes happen, and mistakes sometimes happen, like, way too much. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, two teenagers were doing squats. They did about 1,000 squats apiece. They don't really bust in a move. I mean, they were, you know, bust a move is old. It's all right. I like that term, bust a move. Anyway, they were busting a move. And they were exercising, and they were girls, good few girls, two teenage girls squatting over and over again. It's a big exercise everybody does. You have to work on your balance. You got so many muscles involved in squatting. I can't do it because of my back and my knees. I wish I could. I lifted weights for some time. Again, I don't know if it hurt my discs. I don't know, but squats are something the young people do. Unfortunately, these two girls ended up in an ICU. Now, what they did was they were in a contest where they were squatting over and over again to see who could flex their glutes the longest. Both girls won. So they agreed to a ceasefire after they hit the 1,000. One of the girls, though, started to get really, really sore on the legs. Then she was unable to bend them. Then her urine had turned brown. So you guys know what's going on here, right? She had so much muscle injury that she went into rhabdomyolysis. She asked her boyfriend to take her to the hospital. She ends up in the ICU. Rhabdomyolysis is an extreme, like, you know when you, like, pull a muscle? And you're like, well, I must have damaged a muscle. This is where you damaged a lot of muscles. And so I guess when you run for long periods of time or lift weights, according to Fox News, your muscles break down. What ends up happening is when these muscles break down, myoglobin, which is a protein, gets into the bloodstream. And then it goes to the kidneys. And the kidneys are supposed to filter it out because, again, it's not supposed to be, you know, it's not something that we want circulating around at high levels. The problem is the kidney can't do that much. It can only do so much. So they say if you measure the amount of muscle protein in your blood after a 5-mile run, they said, yeah, you're going to have more muscle protein. But with rhabdomyolysis, there's so much of that protein, the kidneys just can't handle it. So the kidneys get gummed up, basically, according to Dr. Cohn, a medical officer for the FBI. And then when these kidneys get gummed up, they start to fail. So many times when you start to pee brown, they say it's too late. So the girls were, both of them, ended up actually going into rhabdo. They went into the ICU. They were, and what do? Well, we usually give you fluids. We try to flush it out. Just like regular plumbing, right? We try to flush it out. And rhabdomyolysis is rare. And it's frustrating to see an injury like this happen to people who were being active. You know, I mean, I've seen people where they, you know, they'll go to Disneyland or they'll go on a trip and they'll walk around on their hike and they will just be feeling sick. And they're like, is it altitude sickness? Is it heat exhaustion? It could be rhabdo. When you start to have all this muscle breakdown, you feel sore and you feel sick. The problem is heat illness could do the same thing. Altitude sickness, I guess, could do that as well. But, you know, the key is the sore muscles. So, you know, should you exercise every day to avoid rhabdo? Well, being consistent and building up is the best. I mean, we have seen a lot of athletes go into rhabdo. But it's when you go from 0 to 100, that's when you're the most at risk. So if your body's used to you're working out at the gym 3-4 times a week, there's less of a chance than you never exercising, and then all of a sudden it's January 2nd, and you made a New Year's resolution. You're like, well, tell with this, I'm going to now work out for 2 hours. And I get it. You know, we always do that. We always make that mistake. It's psychological. Where you're like, well, wait, if I just do 5 minutes of exercise, I need to make a change. And I need to make it dramatic so it sticks. I get that. Well, then walk. You know, don't do heavy. You know, exercise after not exercising for a while. A lot of people do that. Go, I'm going to go run again. I haven't ran in five, like me. I used to run miles. I used to run a lot. I haven't really done that in a while. So if I decide to go run a 5-10 miles today, that could put me into rhabdo. I exercise a lot. I just don't run. So it's like, it's the consistency of the exercise. Now, you could also get rhabdo by trauma, something, you know, hurting the muscle, like a car accident, heat stroke. Certain drugs could do it. In 2018, there was a 17-year-old boy who got rhabdo because he did a 90-minute weightlifting session. He had not worked out for several years prior to the incident. And then all of a sudden, he did a weightlifting session for 90 minutes. Another teen was diagnosed back in 2015 because he had two strenuous football practices the same day. And that stuff, I've seen coaches. I've seen some of these football coaches, just be real jerks. And you're tired or you're hurting and they go, keep going. And I've seen them work people out in the sun because summer camp, you know, or preseason is during August and when it's hot. And parents, you got to step up and you got to tell the coach to back off. 1-877-DOT-DOLLY.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.